see, Brahmanas are said to be very sensitive, and so even if one glances at them in displeasure or anger or disrespect, they immediately sense it. So this could also be their ego. So is it their sensitivity? Yeah, things can work both ways. The point is that there is a hierarchy of punishments talked about in the Vedic literature. And for example, it said Brahmana should never be killed. Shudras can be given capital punishment, but not Brahmanas. That's one of the reasons why Ashwatthama is not killed. Now, why is this? The point is that depending on the development of consciousness, one can pursue things which are subtler or not pursue things which are subtler. So in Hindi we say, Lato ke bhut baato se nahi mante. So some people just need physical chastisement and punishment to learn lessons. And that's what they have to be given, otherwise they will never learn. But that's not required for everyone. Many people, if things, you know, some, for some people it may, physical punishment may just become, they may take it more as an offense and they become more hostile. On the other hand, you give them explanations and they understand and they accept. So people are of different natures and what works for different people will be different. So in the case of Brahmanas, they are intellectual. And because they are intellectual, they can observe things carefully and subtler things also. So for example, if, rather than physical punishment, if scripturally things are explained to them, that is much more persuasive. And then we don't need. So Shastra is the Shastra for Brahmanas. Shastra is the Shastra by which they can correct people and they, others can correct them when it is required. Now, so because they have a developed consciousness, that developed consciousness can also work in a negative sense, that because they can sense small displeasures also. Some people are so gross that they can't sense subtle things. But when they can sense subtler things, that capacity to sense subtler things can also work negatively, that they sense small things and they take it too seriously. So they take it too seriously. So sometimes there is that defect in Brahmanas that they are sometimes said to be short-tempered. Sometimes they give curses on small provocations. So that is a part of a Brahminical character, but that is not a desirable part. That is not a praised part. So, the increased sensitivity can, if not regulated properly, can lead to increased tendency to take offense. Like if somebody disrespects me, I don't even notice it, it's not a problem. But if I notice it, and I make a big issue of it, I don't even have the sensitivity to notice it, that's a problem. I have the sensitivity to notice it, and I notice it, and I leave it at that. I notice it, and they can make a big issue of it. That's also a problem. So in some cases, because the Brahmanas have the capacity to be more sensitive, they notice things and they may aggravate things. So if that happens, that is, it's like Durvasa Muni gets angry with Pambarish Maharaj. That is depicted in the scripture, but that is not depicted favorably. So in terms of our practical application, what we need to recognize is that Brahminical culture, just like it is said, the first class servant is one who understands the mind. The second class is one who at least follows the instruction. Third class doesn't even follow the instruction. So understanding the mind is considered higher. That means there is a emotional affinity. One can understand and sense the emotion. That is good. But that heightened emotional sensitivity can work in the opposite way also. So nothing in the material world is a pure blessing. It's like being intellectual, it's a blessing because one can understand and teach scripture. But being intellectual can make one hyper-analytical also, over-intelligent or over-analytical. And then that can create unnecessary doubts, unnecessary obsession with contradictions or seeming contradictions. So the increased sensitivity to the Brahmanas, that can work both ways. So Krishna says Satvaguna is illuminating, but in Krishna says Satvaguna is also binding. It binds through a sense of knowledge and awareness. So it, nothing in the material world is a pure blessing, and we have to see how things work for us practically. So in term, we should cultivate sensitivity so that we can, especially if we are trying to serve someone, we understand what their mood is, what their focus is, and we guide them accordingly, or we try to serve them accordingly. But we have to be careful about how we deal with that extra sensitivity in terms of not getting obsessed with it. It's to be adopted with the principle of utility, with the utility is the principle. In general, that is an endowment which is there in the Brahmanas, and how they use it, that varies. Clear?